Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Haug, and you're listening to the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast, bringing you each week news, community spotlights, and events from the Rogue Valley. In the news today, Ashland is launching their wildfire resiliency workshops. Medford has a proposal to bring a $90 million stadium to their downtown, and Asante Hospital faces a new wave of lawsuits. The community spotlight this week is the Rogue Valley Growers Market. Weekend events include the Phoenix Earth Day, IndieCon at SOU, and music from Upwind Groovers and High Step Society. The music preview is also from the High Step Society. All this and your weekend weather, this week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. Ashland is kicking off a new series of wildfire resiliency workshops to help residents prepare for an upcoming fire season. The city-organized program will offer 4 free sessions over the next coming months, on topics ranging from home hardening and defensible space to evacuation planning and fire-resistant landscaping. The first workshop is set for Monday, April 21st at the Ashland Carpenter Hall, aiming to equip community members with practical safety tips before summer's high danger. Neighboring communities and agencies across Southern Oregon are also stepping up their wildfire preparedness efforts. This week, firefighters from Southern Oregon and Northern California met to coordinate plans, share lessons from the last year's fires, and to review weather outlooks for the season ahead. State support is helping these efforts as well. The Oregon State Fire Marshal just announced a $6 million grant to help fire departments hire additional firefighters for the wildfire season. As our region moves into the warmer months, authorities are focused on proactive measures to help protect homes and lives from the wildfire threats. The Eugene Emeralds, a high-A minor league baseball team affiliated with the San Francisco Giants, are proposing a $90 million stadium in downtown Medford, facing the need to leave their current home at PK Park in Eugene due to new Major League Baseball's facility standards. The Emeralds see Medford as their top relocation option. During a recent Medford City Council session, team officials highlighted the potential for a 2,600-seat stadium, hosting 66 games and at least 150 other events annually. The Emeralds emphasize Medford's track record on building quality sports facilities and community investment as key reasons for their interest. The proposal asks the city and Jackson County to cover about 56% of the construction costs, with the rest coming from other sources. While city leaguers are intrigued with the stadium's potential to revitalize downtown, concerns remain about funding, especially with other pressing local needs. Economic consultants estimate it could take over 2 decades before the stadium revenues outpace costs, underscoring the need for a broader downtown development plan. If approved, a new stadium could open as soon as 2027, bringing professional baseball back to Medford and creating a multi-use venue for the region. 7 new civil lawsuits have been filed in the past week against Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center in Medford and former nurse Danny Marie Schofield over an alleged drug tampering scheme. They seek roughly $57 million in damages and claim Schofield swapped hospital patients' fentanyl pain medication with tap water, causing several infections. Schofield was arrested in 2024 and indicted on 44 counts of second-degree assault. Dozens of intensive care patients were affected, and at least 16 died, according to the investigators. She is free on bail and awaiting a criminal hearing later this month. With these additional, a total of 11 civil suits related to the case have been filed, seeking over $500 million in combined damages. Most of the lawsuits name both Schofield and the hospital as defendants. Asante has stated that it has no fault in this matter. Check out our website, roguevalleypulse.com, for more details on these stories and links to the source material. The community spotlight this week is the Rogue Valley Growers Market. The Growers Market stands as the cornerstone of Southern Oregon's local food movement and is now celebrating its 38th season. Founded with a mission to connect people directly to the source of their food, the market now boasts over 150 members, offering everything from farm-fresh produce to artisan crafts. Every week, visitors can discover seasonal vegetables, fruits, flowers, cheese, meats, handcrafted goods, and specialty products, all sourced within 200 miles of the Rogue Valley. For the current season, the market operates at 3 primary locations. The Tuesday Market runs from March 4th through November 25th at ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland from 8:30 until 1:30. Thursday markets operate from March 6th through November 20th at Hawthorne Park in Medford during the same hours. Beginning May 3rd, the Saturday market will open in downtown Ashland on Oak Street from 8:30 until 1 p.m. and will continue through October 25th. A special winter market series follows in December at the Phoenix Civic Center. While browsing among the 80 to 100 vendors during peak season, visitors can enjoy live music from local performers and ready-to-eat foods that showcase the region's culinary talents. The Growers Market is a community hub, not only for connecting consumers directly to small businesses, but also a place where you can come together and connect with vendors and quality products made right here in the Rogue Valley. Whether you're a local resident or just passing through, experience this authentic slice of the Rogue Valley culture and support the local economy while enjoying the bounty of this fertile region. This weekend's events start with IndieCon, an independent media convention at SOU on Saturday. As part of Ashland's Independent Media Week, IndieCon brings together local creators, artists, and writers and media enthusiasts for a one-day convention celebrating independent journalism and art. Held on the SOU campus, this expo-style event showcases booths and displays from zine makers, podcasters, filmmakers, community radio stations, and more. Attendees can meet indie comic artists, authors, and explore interactive exhibits and discover how grassroots media is made. Throughout the day, there will be live music performed and storytelling sessions, adding a creative flair. Panel discussions and mini workshops will dive into topics like the impact of artificial intelligence on the community of media and the future of journalism and free expression. The event takes place from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at SOU Stevenson Union. Also, on Saturday, in Phoenix, it is the Earth Day celebration. The city of Phoenix invites the community to a family-friendly Earth Day celebration in Blue Heron Park, transforming this green space into an afternoon festival of sustainability and fun. This free event features live music from local folk and world artists, eco-themed kids activities, and educational booths from environmental organizations. Families can learn about gardening, recycling, and conservation through interactive displays, while children enjoy face painting, a scavenger hunt, and nature crafts. Food vendors will be on site with organic and vegetarian options, and local artisans will offer their earth-friendly goods. Whether you want to join in a drum circle or pick up a free tree sapling to plant at home, or simply a picnic in the spring sunshine, there's something for everyone. The atmosphere emphasizes community spirit and environmental awareness in equal measure. Come ready to reduce, reuse, and recycle, and perhaps leave with new ideas for living sustainably, all while enjoying a festive in a small town park vibe. The event takes place from 12 until 4 p.m. at Blue Heron Park in Phoenix. On Saturday evening, the Upwind Groovers, a six-piece band of seasoned local musicians, will strike up a lively mix of country and folk tunes at Dunbar Farms. With guitars, a fiddle, a bass, and likely a mandolin or banjo in the lineup, this group specializes in down-home melodies and toe-tapping rhythms, perfect for this farm setting. Their repertoire ranges from classic country standards to rollicking folk dance numbers, all delivered with tight harmonies and an infectious enthusiasm that gets audiences clapping and singing along. The Dunbar Farms offers wine by the glass or farm-crafted cider. This early evening concert invites the whole family, with kids welcomed, to enjoy an authentic slice of rural Oregon hospitality. This takes place at Dunbar Farms in Medford from 5:30 until 7:30 on Saturday. And on Sunday, get ready for a high-flying electro-swing dance party as High Step Society takes over the talent club. This seven-piece ensemble from Eugene merges the honeyed tones of the jazz age with the hottest electronic beats of today. Their sound features a shimmering horn section, soaring over modern house beats, and EDM drops, reimagining 1920s swing music with the 2020s dance floor. Dressed in their dapper best, this band delivers sophisticated original and clever remixes. You'll hear brassy reinterpretations of vintage tunes, along with their hit electro swing tracks. The crowd is encouraged to come in flapper dresses, bow ties, or any snazzy attire while they groove. The show takes place from 8 until 10 p.m. on Sunday night. The weekend weather is near perfect. On Friday night, there will be clear skies and dry conditions with lows in the mid-40s. Light north-northwest winds will be around 6 miles per hour. On Saturday, it will be sunny with highs near 73, perfect for outdoor plans across the region. On Sunday, partly cloudy skies will develop. Highs will be slightly cooler in the upper 60s to low 70s. No rain for this whole weekend, so make sure you get out there and enjoy this weather. That is all for this week. Thanks for listening. Contact us on our website at theroguevalleypulse.com and share this podcast with a friend. I'll see you next week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. Our featured music today is from the High Step Society with their song Perception.
Double take, but don't look too hard. It's a momentary lapse of judgment from the heart. Time to pin it down, or maybe just admit, baby, got me good.
Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by HOZT.com, your local web development specialist. With over 25 years experience building websites that work for you and your business, from lightning fast static sites to e-commerce, we have you covered. Considered hosts for your next online project.